we'll talk about the injured Red Sox sluggers, two injured closers, and a slew of football stories, including some injuries, trades, and a starting nod.
We start off the show in baseball, where the injuries of Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz have captured the baseball world. What's the latest?
Well, on Ortiz, it is not as bad as originally thought. He was discharged from the hospital yesterday. He doesn't have any heart problems. They are claiming it's probably just a pectoral muscle thing. He was complaining of some twitching that he said was in his chest, and he'd never felt it before, so he went and got that checked out. He plans to work out tonight, Friday night, at Fenway with the team, and he could even play tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good news that he's all right, because you never know. I mean, heart problems are always serious, and you always want to take that precautionary. So that's good news that he's going to be back Saturday for the Red Sox.
Yeah, and, you know, no matter what team it is, even though it is the Red Sox, you know, and it is David Ortiz, and he's a great guy. He's the face of that ball club right now, so you never want to see that happen.
You know, he's the MVP. Well, I mean, Jeter can be mentioned as the MVP too, but he's probably the leading vote getter for MVP right now, and he doesn't want to miss too much time to hurt his chances.
Do you think this hurts his chances?
Well, he's only missed a week. I don't think it should hurt his chances too much. I mean, his numbers are still amazing. I mean,
well, that and the 40, fact that
40-something home runs and 130-something RBIs. I mean, you can't argue with those numbers. That just because he missed a week.
That and the fact that the Red Sox are now what, 8 games back.
Yeah. So it's really a shame that they're so far back. I'm just heartbroken.
Yeah. The other slugger, Manny Ramirez, he does not plan on hitting the DL, and he's considered day to day. I have a feeling he'll be back sometime this weekend. I mean, you know, the Red Sox, they're basically out of it, but, you know, you can't sit these guys for the last 30 games. So he should be back and ready to help your fantasy team make the playoffs this weekend, if that's what you're looking for, to help you boost into the playoffs.
How will we not know if this is one of Manny's antics of, you know, not wanting to play for a week or so and just taking a week off? And
Francona,
like he usually does every year.
Thing about this, we know Francona is an honest guy. We know he's a good manager. He's a good guy, and he completely understands he knows what Manny's going through. He knows the pain he's going through. You know, Manny is a competitor. He's not just gonna, you know, up before he was. I mean, this happened last weekend. The Red Sox were still, you know, in a pretty good position last weekend. They still had quite a shot, plus an extra week. I mean, this isn't just Manny being Manny, I don't think, this time. This is Manny really hurt.
I hope not. I mean, you should just go out there. I mean, you know, I mean, this race is over. Even for the wild card, they're out of it. But, yeah, he'll probably be back in the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. Hopefully for Red Sox fans.
Two closers have also hit the DL. Pirates closer Mike Gonzalez and Oakland closer Houston Street, who are both very viable fantasy options with 53 total saves, are hurt. How grim is this looking?
Well, this just killed my money league team. I mean, both these guys are my closers, and Rivera, of course, so I'm not completely hurting there, but Gonzalez is probably out for the year. He has a dead arm, and you know, it's good that he just sent him out the rest of the year. I mean,
the Pirates,
what's the point? The Pirates are
They can win the last 30 games of the season, and they won't even.
I think they're still pretty close in the NL wild card race, aren't they?
I wouldn't go that far.
Because the NL sucks. So
well, okay, but
go on a 15 game winning streak, and then right there.
Yeah.
But Houston Street, he should be back by the by the earliest this weekend. It looks like. He had a bullpen session the other day and threw off a mound and looked good and recorded no pain, so he'll probably go on a rehab assignment maybe tonight or Saturday and be back by maybe Sunday or Monday at the earliest, so that's good news.
Well, that's good news for the A's too, because, you know, they're going to be heading into the playoffs, is looking like, so, you know, they're going to need a closer. You need somebody that's going to be able to nail down that big game for them. I think, you know, they can make a decent run. As long as they stay healthy.
The Mays are amazing, and Billy Beane is just the best GM in baseball. I mean,
we can't really be surprised. This happens every year.
His team every year has one of the lowest payrolls, and every year they make a push for the playoffs. And this money ball philosophy is just, it's just awesome. And the way he can compete within a small market like that is pretty amazing stuff. Now we move on to football, where we have a ton of action. We'll start off with everyone's favorite story. My boy, T.O., what's the latest here?
Well, he was practicing this weekend. He played last night. He had a catch, one catch for 6 whopping yards.
From Tony Romo.
And I don't think there's any doubt that he's hurt, but I applaud Bill Parcells because he needs to lay down the law. Nobody has ever done it with T.O. Andy Reid never did it. Even in San Francisco, nobody ever laid down the law for Terrell Owens, and they need to start, and it looks like it's starting. When he went on his little injury rehab wearing his Tour de France garb,
That was great.
I admit that's funny, but that's not the kind of stuff you want around your team when you're expected to be close to a Super Bowl contender. There's no doubt T.O.'s hurt, otherwise he'd be playing. That's not the problem here. The problem here is that he's already up to his antics. That team already looks like it's about to explode. They haven't even played one game. Not only do they have T.O., but they have their wonderful kicker.
Mike Vanderjack, his real name is. But he's pretty bad last night. But here's the thing about T.O. Yes, he does have his antics and, does his stupid stuff that he does, but he'll show up on Sunday and be, put up his numbers that T.O. puts up. He is a cancer in the locker room, but it's hard to argue with those numbers he puts up every single game when he's out there. So,
and he'll also show up 2 years down the line and drag your team down with it. He's done that already to 2 teams before. So, why expect anything different out of this guy? You have to start right now. It's probably already a lost cause anyway. He's probably always going to be like this his whole career. And it's a shame because he's so talented. But I don't see – if he lasts this season, I don't see him lasting even half of next season without, something happening, sitting out. Who knows with this guy? It could be anything.
Wouldn't you want to take a chance, though, on, a guy of his talent? And maybe you can win 1 or 2 Super Bowls and – maybe you can't. You have to deal with his antics, but, winning championships is pretty nice, too.
There's no way they win 2 championships because
you never know.
There's no way T.O., even if they were to win this year, there's no way T.O. sticks around even next year.
Well, Parcells might not be back next year. That's the thing.
If they win the Super Bowl, he will be.
I highly doubt it. Why wouldn't he want to go out on top in his coaching? It's a great coaching career.
Because he can still coach and he's got years left.
His contract's up after this
year. No, I'm not meaning his contract. He's 5 more years he can coach.
I don't know.
He's Bill Parcells. NFL, he's still one of the greatest coaches in the NFL right now.
Being an NFL head coach is more stressful than any other sport.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, you get 6 days off.
NFL, you never have a day off.
Okay, you don't. Technically you don't. But at least you're not. You travel once a day. You travel one day a week. You play one day a week. Other than practice, come on. Let's be honest here. You can do it at an old age as long as you're mentally sharp. And I think we all know he's pretty mentally sharp.
You're nonstop. You have to look at the tape and previous games and stuff. It's just a nonstop job.
Well, then explain Joe Paterno. College is different. Not much.
He's an exception. Joe Paterno is amazing. He probably should have retired a couple years ago, but then again, he had an amazing year at Penn State last year, so he's probably an exception to that rule.
Bottom line with T.O., he's going to be a cancer. He always will be a cancer.
And has put up his huge numbers.
He does put up numbers, but for 1 year. So if you have him on your team, you took a gamble on him. We'll see if it pays out to you. It probably will for the first few weeks at least, until he gets suspended for slamming his quarterback, which he already can't trust according to him. So I don't know. We'll see where this ends up. We also have a holdout situation with a high profile player in Deion Branch. What can we expect to happen here?
Well, looks like he's gone. He's ending up elsewhere. The Patriots don't want to give him the money that he wants, and he wants to get out of there. But Tom Brady is campaigning for him to stay there, and why not? This guy was a Super Bowl MVP 2 years ago and puts up numbers, and you know the Patriots don't have much in the receiving core behind Branch, so I think they should just, you know, give him the money and, you know, that he deserves, and, you know, just get him into camp and get him playing before the season starts.
He's obviously not happy, so if the Patriots, he's threatening to hold out all season if need be. You have to trade him now. You have to get something. The Patriots aren't exactly a knockout team this year, like they have been in years past. They need to get something for him. I'd rather get something for him than lose him anyway and not get anything for him. And, I mean, they're asking so much for him that I highly doubt anybody's...
2 first-round picks. I mean, come on, what?
They need to come down from that, but I think he's very tradable, as long as they don't, you know, ask for something like that.
Well, they could probably get a second or third-round pick for him. I mean, well, why not? There's two or three teams. There's two top teams that look like they're interested in him are the Seahawks and Jets, and both those teams need help at wide receiver with the injuries. And
boy, imagine him on the Seahawks. That's a sickening team.
The Rams will still beat him.
Okay.
You know, but I think he should. I think he should stay in New England. I mean, if you got a guy like Tom Brady campaigning for him to stay there, the guy's won 3 Super Bowls. I think he should, you know, maybe listen to him. Maybe he knows a little something about, you know.
Okay, but at the same time, you're not going to cave in and overpay for a player.
They're not.
Just because he is...
Overpay? I mean, come on.
If okay,
how much are, he's
overpay means that you pay more than you want to pay. Obviously, they aren't trying to... They don't want to pay him what he wants. We don't even know what he's asking. He's probably asking some outrageous amount anyway. You're not going to just pay him that just because you want to keep him around. I mean, sure, he's important, but, I mean, why not deal him? He obviously doesn't want to be there. If he really wanted to be there, then he would have already signed for a little bit less money.
You might have to go overpay him, but so what? You don't have that much depth at the receiver position, and you know, if the Patriots want to win a Super Bowl this year, they better keep him. But we'll see how that turns out. One receiver's fantasy value just shot through the roof as Dante Stallworth is traded to Philadelphia to hook up with Donovan McNabb. How does this affect his value?
Well, it goes through the roof, as does McNabb's. I mean, come on, who do the Eagles have? I mean,
Reggie Brown, baby.
Come on, I mean, all they traded was Mark Simoneau and a conditional 4th rounder in next year's draft. I mean, that's basically, you know, the Eagles made out with this team. McNabb's, you know, he's a good quarterback, and when you only have one real decent option to throw to.
Okay, who did he have the 3 or 4 years he went to the NFC Championship game? I mean, he could have threw to me, and I would have, you know, caught balls. I mean, still went to the NFC Championship game 3 or 4 straight years and with nobody around him. And
okay, then, does this make him a favorite? One of the favorites in the NFC?
I still think they're behind. Well, I mean, they play in such a tough division with the Giants and Dallas. I don't see them getting out of that division this year.
Well, that's if Dallas doesn't explode.
Well, we'll see if that happens, but you never know with that. But I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think he's definitely not, he's not the receiver T.O. is, and we didn't see him win with T.O., so I don't understand what you're saying here, because, you know, it's not exactly adding up here.
He's gonna have good value, and you know,
fantasy value, yeah.
But like I'm saying, it doesn't matter who the Eagles will put out there. It seems like
they didn't win with T.O.
Yeah, they did. They went to a Super Bowl last time I checked.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay.
But they faced the New England Patriots first, so I weren't expecting them to win.
Okay, well, I mean, does it matter if you don't? As long as you don't win at all, what difference does it make?
But T.O. they had T.O. out. Majority of the playoffs.
Still came back. He was there for the big game.
He was playing with one ankle.
Well, he was there. Okay. Some fantasy owners got owned when the Texans announced Dominic Davis's injury, like myself. How bad is this situation?
It's bad. He's going to end up on the IL, it looks like. And, you know, I mean, the majority of people were taking him in the first round in a lot of drafts. So, obviously, it's going to hurt a lot of owners. I mean, discounted on to have a big year with the Texans, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, if the Texans would have took this guy called Reggie Bush, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him, but he's a pretty good running back that went to USC.
Where'd he go?
He went to USC.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Why does that matter? I'm just, can't it go to ASU?
I'm just curious. Well, you know, the thing is, his agent says they're only waiting on the swelling to go down. It makes it seem like this is almost a curable thing. You know, you sit out a few, maybe the first two games of the season, you come back, you play football. I don't know. Maybe the Texans already said they aren't going to cut him. You know, I don't know if that's exact. I mean, I think if he got cut, he'd have more value because he could always sit out the first couple games of a season. A team pick him up that needs a running back. I mean,
is he worth a roster spot? Keeping up a roster spot open for him?
I think so. This guy's a stud.
Stud?
If he's going,
he had a nice, very nice rookie year.
He's going in
which he won rookie of the year, which was a joke because Anquan Boldin should have won it. But we won't get into that one. But I don't know. I mean, it's just that.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. NFL he's has better. A strict... He's better than a lot of starting running backs in the NFL right now on a lot of teams.
When he's healthy, yes. I don't see if the injury is serious.
But it doesn't seem serious if the agent is saying that the only thing they're waiting on for him to start practicing again is the swelling to go down.
That could take a while, though. I mean, why don't they put him on the what do you call it, the pup list? Or
well, then even then he doesn't come back till week 7 at the very earliest. And
well,
then,
that might the swelling could take that long to come down.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I don't see how swelling takes 2 months to go down.
Well, I am. I have my PhD in.
In idiot. In,
49ers running back Kevin Barlow was traded last week to the Jets to help with the Curtis Martin situation. Does he have any fantasy value at all?
I think he has got a lot. I got lucky. I actually drafted him in two leagues in the later rounds. He only had 581 yards last year, but, I mean, this guy was a 1,000-yard rusher a few years ago in 2003, and we know he's going to start. I mean, I don't know. I think he vaults up there into the, you know,
yeah, he has to worry about Cedric Kucin and Derek Blaylock. It's not much to worry about. But
I think I got lucky. I mean, that's the same league I had Dominic Davis in. So, you know, I don't know if he's worth my second running back spot on my team. He could end up that way.
I don't know. I mean, he had one nice year with the Niners, and that was it. So,
well, yeah. He's had years where he was in. I think 2 years ago he was around 700 or 800 yards. I mean, that's not bad. He played for a crappy team, and he didn't get many carries compared to what he's going to get probably in the Jets.
For what the Jets gave up, yeah, it was a good deal, and there isn't, you know, that great running back out there that's looking to be traded. I mean, they could have – the only other team they could have went to was the Titans, where they had three running backs, but it was either maybe Barlow or Brown. That's probably the last two guys it came down to, and both have probably equal value, so – and they went with a guy named Kevin, so obviously they made the right decision.
Yeah, well, I think he could end up the year, you know, deserving of a second running back spot on your team.
In a 20-team league, or just 12-team league, or you got to clarify because
no, Kevin, I think in a normal size league.
Okay, well, I'm just checking. You know, he could be a top 40 running back. I don't know, because the Jets are going to stink no matter what this year, so.
Well, they're also finally decided on their quarterback lottery. Chad Pennington has been named their starter. What about his fantasy value?
Well, it should, you know, if he can stay healthy, he's going to have decent value.
If.
That's a big if. He's never played a 16-game season before. And, you know, he's always having nagging injuries where it's a shoulder or hand or, you know, something that's always to be concerned about. And, you know, I highly doubt they have a young offensive line there, so the offensive line is going to have to be taught a lot, and they'll probably struggle at times this year, meaning more pressure on Pennington and meaning more chances for him to get hurt. So,
well, I
don't expect him to stay healthy the whole year.
I definitely think he's worth taking a gamble on, maybe as a free agent if he doesn't get drafted or real late in a deeper league, because he does have Lavernius Coles, who can be a I mean, he's obviously a very good wide receiver. He can, I think, you know, anytime you have a starting quarterback, any one of the 30 starting quarterbacks can be looked at. You know, he had over 2,100 yards in his last three, well, semi-healthy seasons.
Healthy seasons for him.
Well, you know, 10 games is healthy for him. He even had a 3,000-plus yard year, but, you know, we all know how his injury situation is.
Well, yeah, and they might be getting Deion Branch, it looks like, so that
Well, if that's the case, I think he needs to be drafted then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two very, very solid receivers, you know.
And the thing with when he was on those good Jets teams, that, you know, when he's healthy, he won games, and you know, he was a nice guy to be counted on, time after, you know, big after big game after big game. So I think his value will depend on, well, it will depend on if they get Branch or whatnot.
All right, well, now we have a Keeper League update. This is the final week of our baseball Keeper League, and kind of depressing. Looks like me and Kevin are both going to miss the playoffs. Zach is holding strong in first, followed by DTP in second, Pans Rams in third, D-Stores in fourth, Tennis Kids in fifth. Anfield Red is clinging on to that last playoff spot, 3.5 games above Guru, 5 above me, at this very second, on a Friday afternoon. I don't know,
you're done with.
You know, I think you need to be quiet.
Cause I think it's a very depressing situation, because...
Well, I mean, the two of the three admins got to... I mean, come on, we got to make it.
Well, obviously not. Or I guess we can wait till next year.
You sound like a Cubs fan.
Well, or a Red Sox fan, you know? Red Sox fans are looking towards next year, which is really, really a shame to say. But, you know, I like my keepers coming in the next year. And, you know, I'll be looking to make a deal for a stud hitter, and if I do that, and I think I have a good enough pitching staff where I can be a favorite going into next year.
All right, well, nobody really cares, so we'll move on to our mailbag question from Tennis Kid. What should we do with the struggling Felix Hernandez?
Well, Queen Felix, as I like to call him.
He's been pitching better.
He pitched really well the other night. He won a complete game shutout. But
of course, that was against the Angels, so...
Yeah, Angels have a good, solid-hitting team.
Yeah, I realize that, but, you know...
Well, what's your point? The Angels suck?
No, my point is that you like the Angels, so...
Oh, I don't like the Angels. I care less about them.
All right, whatever.
But that's not the point. In deep leagues, of course, I think you hold on to them, but, like, you know, 10, 12-team leagues, you drop them. There's probably got to be better options, or at least more consistent options on the bench, or on the waiver wire. For you. I mean, this guy is one of the most frustrating pitchers probably out there this year. And, you know, one game, like I said, he'll go a complete game, shut out, and then next he'll go four innings, give up six or seven runs. So,
can you say overrated? I mean, come on, this guy, he's not lived up to anything he was made out to be. I mean, just recently, as he started to look like he actually belongs in the major leagues, this guy. If you've kept him around this long, well, I don't know.
I have faith in him.
Well, of course you know. But I think if you kept him around this long, you might as well keep him. You've dealt with this all year. Why not deal with it a little longer? You know, I wouldn't keep him in any keeper league or anything. I'm really just not high on this guy. He gives me no reason to be.
I mean, he's 20, 21 years old.
Okay, well, then that's great. Maybe next year, maybe
for a keeper, you want to keep him for a keeper league?
No, I...
In a deep keeper league, you want to keep him?
Depends how deep and how many keepers, but young pitchers, I would be very hesitant to keep anyone.
What about Liriano?
I would be hesitant to keep Liriano, because we don't know if he's going to end up in the bullpen,
What about Verlander?
Well, Verlander's, you know, he's a different story.
Well, he sucks, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right.
He's pitched outstanding his last four starts. What is his ERA, about 12.5 or something like that?
I don't know, Kevin. I'm not a statistician.
Okay, well, I'm not the statistician either. I assume you have him on your team, so I assume you know what he's been doing lately, but I guess not.
Actually, I don't, because I just traded him, so...
Oh, okay. All right. And by the way, can I make a prediction real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll win the points league. Is that a good and bold enough prediction for you?
That's quite bold, since you're up by about 300 points.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's bold.
Yeah, well, my prediction came true last week, or a couple weeks ago, when I said I was going to win by 300 points. So
There's still 3 weeks left.
My team's been very impressive. It's just like the 90,
all right, well,
it's been like the 98 New York Yankees.
All right. You know, your fantasy team is like your vacation. Nobody really cares about the details. They just want to know how good it is, so... Thanks for the in-depth analysis. That's going to do it for this week, guys. Remember to send your mailbag questions in to admin@fantasyloungeforums.com, and we will see you on the forums and at the new site, www.fantasyloungesports.com.
Bye.